U.S. fast food workers want $15, 480 baht, per hour. How much money does it take to live in the United States? Apparently quite a lot. The official minimum wage is $7.25, or about 233 baht, an hour. But that is clearly not enough for most people, well below the U.S. government's poverty line, the level at which a person is considered to be poor. Most fast food workers earn slightly more, but they too are struggling. On Thursday, thousands of workers at McDonald's and other fast food outlets across the United States halted work in what organizers called the largest ever strike to hit the $200 billion industry. They are demanding $15 an hour, almost double what many of them earn today. The protest movement first began in New York last November with a strike by 200 workers, but quickly spread across the country with strikes in July taking place in Chicago, Detroit, Flint, Kansas City, Milwaukee, and St. Louis. On Thursday, organizers said the strike hit some 1,000 major fast food restaurants, including Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC. "Hold the burgers, hold the fries, make workers' wages supersize," read a tweet from Fight for 15, a workers' organizing committee. Winning a supersize wage hike will not be easy, however. Many restaurant workers are reluctant to join a strike for fear of losing their jobs. The unemployment level in the United States is still high, and it's not easy to find another job. Still, you can be sure that many fast food workers here in Thailand will be watching closely what happens.